The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Imperial Pool and Spas, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. As a beautiful Saturday morning, unlike last week, it was raining, the sun's shining, the birds are singing. A little chilly out there, but we had a lot of rain last night.
Air is clean. Yep. Had that storm come through, dropped the, must have been, I guess, what they call a cold front coming through. And
I don't know what it was.
But severe weather.
It hit the house probably about 5 o'clock. And that's some of the worst lightning I've seen in a while since the last time. I mean, it was bad. It was hitting on the hill up above the house. And I'm sitting there, do I really need to be down here? But it didn't last long. But then the monsoons came. Honda said it poured this morning.
I didn't check poured this morning. Rained again last night?
Yeah, that's what she said. She got up.
I was up till about 11. It didn't rain then, but must have.
She got up at 4 and said it was pouring.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yeah. It rained good here.
I didn't see it, but it did. Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
I have to check. I didn't check my rain gauge at all. But
anyway, we're in, believe it or not, the end of October. That's just hard
October
for me.
October 21.
That's hard for me to believe. In the beautiful city of Rock Hill, South Carolina. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com.
His name's Steve Crump, and I'm David Rector.
That's right.
We're happy to be here.
I was told 6-7 years ago that people knew who I was. I didn't need to say it, but all of them on the morning show introduced themselves, so I can't.
Yeah, well, there's some new people in Rock Hill. Might not know
who we are.
Came here after your billboard and all that. It's like, don't know what you look like.
Buddy of mine told me I'm a legend in my own mind. So
there you go. That's a good way to be.
That's right. So anyway, it's that time of year. People used to come up and ask me, when's the best time to plant in Rock Hill? And the answer to that is year-round, because we're in that kind of neutral area that is not really a set time. Now, the best time, and for 40 years we pushed it, is fall is for planting. That's October through March, because the plants aren't putting on leaves, they're not flowering. They will add roots during the wintertime.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, the top's not really growing, but the bottom will.
So you can transplant them easily this time of year. Back when we started, that's what you did. You grew them in the ground and dug them up and wrapped them up and sold them that way.
Yeah, it's really a shame that the big box stores have got people believing about spring. Everything's in spring, get your plants, all that stuff, and you put a plant in the ground late spring, you got summer coming, and it doesn't have time to adjust and get settled.
Spring is not a bad time to plant, but
just not
they
best.
Require a lot more care through the summer.
Yeah.
You got to water them regularly and all that. Mm. Right now, you still need to watch water because it never fails around Christmas. Mm. We get a little dry spell and people aren't paying attention because temperature's down.
Yep.
And stuff will dry
wintertime, up. Wintertime, there's no humidity, which means there's no moisture in the air and it just dries out quickly.
Anyway, so. And back in 25 years ago, they had irrigation. It winterized the irrigation and cut it off in about November.
So yeah.
You had no water at all. But your bigger trees, what we call field grown or bald and burlap, where you dig them and put them in a bowl and all that, if it's most tree farms, if they don't dig them in the summertime, but if they did, they charge you additional charges to do it. So it's, they told me a long time ago, is about you plant them from now to March, you got, especially oaks and things, deciduous tree, you got about a 95% chance of survival. If you do it in the summertime, it drops down to 75%.
Especially do it when the leaves are gone,
right?
Or coming off. So I'm standing in the parking lot out there today. I was looking around. There's leaves in the parking lot, so they're about to come down big time between now and Thanksgiving.
One of the Charlotte radio stations, I think it's Wednesday morning, made the statement that Wednesday was the optimum leaf day in the mountains.
Oh, really?
And I just find that hard to believe.
Well, I will tell you this. I was in Louisville, Kentucky all week. I drove up there.
That's right. You hit the seminar thing.
And they were correct. It was amazing what the trees looked like. But the further, I mean, when I left here, it wasn't. When you're going up before Asheville, it really wasn't. But then after Asheville, up through there, Knoxville, it was Kentucky. Oh, it was gorgeous. Like, just like a picture.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that was a long ride.
It is a long ride.
I'll never drive there again. And especially I drove by myself, but which was kind of nice, you know, to have some time to think and stuff. And I talked on the phone some, but there's too many twists and turns and trucks, and this boy's getting too old for that.
I tell you what, it's a ride up through the mountains.
It's a 50-minute flight on an airplane.
Well, I-40 is kind of interesting anyway. Mm-hmm. They have so many rock slides up there.
Yeah.
You got to kind of pay attention.
No, I guess I didn't remember. We've been to Knoxville several times, but I guess I thought once I got to Asheville, I'd get on there and take a left toward Knoxville. It's kind of flat, but I was
wrong.
Horribly wrong. Another hour and a half of did you
go up 26?
Yeah, 26 to 40. Okay. To 75 to toward Lexington, and then you take, I think it's 265 to Louisville.
You remember right before you get to I-40, seeing the power plant to your right?
No, I couldn't do that because they had barriers. It was like I-85 over here in Gaffney, so I had to pay attention. They couldn't be looking at stuff on the side of the road.
Well, one exit above the airport's where we live.
Oh, okay.
And my dad worked at that power plant.
Yeah.
Boy, that's quick.
Yeah.
There's the music.
Got it kicked off today.
And we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather,
if your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Experience the peace of mind of Imperial's complete winterizing service. This is Mike Elder. Let the pros at Imperial Pool and Spas put your pool safely to bed for the winter with all the latest winterization techniques.
Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass Rock Hill and in Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party.
Okay, and we're back to the garden party every week, whether we want to or not.
They didn't need to wear a long sleeve shirt or a sweatshirt to the garden party now.
I'm telling you, it's getting a little nippy.
It is gorgeous, though. I mean, the air looks so clean after a storm like that.
Even yesterday, I had to get a rehab at 9, and it wasn't raining when I left, and when I came out, it was raining pretty good. So
I kept talking to people in Rock Hill. I was like, is it raining? One person would tell me no, and another person would tell me yeah. I guess they were on different parts of the city, but it was...
Well, I was
worried about the game last night. Was it going to get out of here before the game? But
I was on Constitution, and it was raining. And I talked to Tommy at where the nursery was, and he said, not yet. And then when I got there, it was raining, and it wasn't raining at Constitution.
Well, Rock Hill's a little bigger than it used to be, so
you
can have rain on one side, none on the other.
Well, we were in the boonies for a long time. They were back when, because the city limits when we opened up was at Village Square.
Yeah.
Where Food Lion is.
The Ebenezer Church was country right there.
Oh, yeah, that was in the county. My uncle spent 40 years at the water plant on Cherry Road. And when he started, it was out in the middle of nowhere. It wasn't even paved.
Yeah. I remember seeing old pictures of Cherry Road dirt like that. It was crazy.
It was concrete at one time.
Wow.
And my buddy Steve Hall redid it about 15 years ago. And then they worked on that thing for 3 years.
And grind it down, didn't they? Because it's been paved so many times.
Concrete crusher that they dug it up.
Thing was taller than the sidewalk.
But it was it's changed a bunch. But anyway,
when they built the Rock Hill Mall out there, that was probably out there.
Yeah, yeah.
People are like, what are they building this thing out here for?
Well, Alan Miller, when we first talked to him in the early '80s, said we were too far out of town. Then it turned out we were too close to town.
And they built Gallery and Mall. There wasn't nothing out there.
No.
That's crazy.
Well, tell you a quick story on that. We get back to plants and grasses. But we had a customer with landscapes lived up in Wood Forest. And she was a realtor. And she came by one day and said, I got some land that you need to look at for a garden center. Back then, we had dreamed of doing a chain garden center. Never happened.
Yeah, you wanted to get bigger.
I mean, but we rode out there, and there's nothing but pine trees as far as you could see. And
right.
Isolated. I mean, it was terrible. There's no way. You had to buzz people out here. That's where Honda Cars of Rock Hill sits now. And we could have bought the land for $50,000 an acre, and it sold for $5.4 million. So if you got money, you can make
it. Yeah, if you had $50,000 back then, you would
have. I didn't have $50,000 back then. Yeah. So, but
I think you ended up being in a good spot.
Yep. We've done pretty close. We did pretty well.
A lot of things.
We got a few plants left. We sold all about 500 of them. And,
oh, wow. Well, you said, I thought you said eight last week. So you sold about 300.
Some more. It was, well, we had started. When Pat left on November the 5th, we counted them the week before. We had 50,000.
He's been gone about a year.
November the 5th, yeah.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
That is hard to believe.
He has. But it's, I got to get busy selling some of the equipment. I just didn't have time to do that.
They can do that next year.
I got
Tommy's not done with it.
He's getting closer. He's waiting on some of them to give him answers.
He's still got 3 to 5 jobs.
Yeah. He's got everybody quoted out.
Yeah.
So says he's not going to take any more. We'll see. But he's waiting on a couple of them to tell him yes or no.
Well, I mean, some of the jobs are just far out anyway. I mean, people had reasons to wait. You were doing other stuff. It's all kind of.
Yeah, and
y'all weren't moving as quick. You didn't have as many people. So
some of them are kind of expensive.
Yeah.
A couple of them are drainage issues. And drainage issues can be a pain. Because there's a problem. You're going in there to fix the problem. But if you don't fix the problem, you got a bigger problem.
Yeah.
And
sometimes you just have to start over instead of trying to fix what's there. Just,
well, that's about what we
put an eraser down. Just
one of them we put in 30 years ago. It worked great up now. Now the water's backing up and running in the garage.
Yeah.
Well, the missus doesn't like that much.
No.
The problem is they built 3 houses around it and the drainage changed.
Water's coming from
different directions. And, Tommy's a firm believer you oversize everything on something like that. You don't want to have to go back and dig it up again. And so he kind of...
That can be a huge problem. I mean,
make sure you do it right the first
building
time.
Building a new house or something, make sure that the water is going the right way.
Well, we got some on new subdivisions that back in, I guess it'd be the 2000s, that there was no drainage problem because it hadn't rained. Well, then when suddenly started raining... The poor guy at the bottom of the hill was getting clobbered. Yeah. And nobody knew what to do about it because we had a drainage problem in forever.
These neighborhoods where they jam stuff up and they can, like you say, whoever's at the bottom.
In the old days, back in the 80s and all, the rule was that you could not interrupt the flow of water.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a swale or natural ditching back of your property, you couldn't block it off.
Yeah.
And dump it on your neighbor. But then they came up with a thing, city and county, that you had to block it off and send it back to the road.
Yeah.
And that was a cluster.
Yeah, I mean, it goes somewhere bad. From the road. It still goes somewhere.
Well, over around Meadow Lakes, too, mm-hmm. some of the lots are uphill.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah.
And they had all kinds of rules, especially in the county, about it, but they never enforced them.
Mm-hmm.
And there again, if you go through 3 or 4 years of drier weather and all of a sudden you get a lot of rain, then it wasn't mm-hmm. a problem before. It's a problem yeah. now.
It did pretty good in my neighborhood because I'm at the bottom of the hill and my yard doesn't get flooded. But I remember when we bought the lot and they were building the house, I went back there one day and they'd raised it way up in my driveway. I thought it was going to be kind of flat, but they raised it up. It was a good idea because the water comes all the way down yeah. the hill. So
yeah,
everything flows out to the road, like you say.
But good. He's done several of the restorations and hadn't had any problem mm-hmm. yet. So we had one over on 274. The lady, it was great until they put a swimming pool in the backyard and it was yeah. rock and it couldn't, they had to leave it high.
Yeah.
Well, the water ran back towards the house. House had a sunken living room on a slab. So she gets up one morning, walks downstairs, and there's 18 inches of water in her living room. Mm-hmm. And that one was a big one. But, in fact, he ended up going to court on that one,
mm-hmm.
testifying for her. But anyway, we tried to stay out of court as much as possible.
Yeah, well, that's a goal.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Okay. It's that time again.
Uh-uh.
We have a few words from our sponsors and be right back to the garden.
I'm Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Start saving money now by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Winterize your pool with the help of the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio. You'll be protecting your investment with BioGuard's Arctic Blue Winterizing Kit. Imperial stocks everything you need to put your pool to bed, including pool covers. Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench again.
Yeah, I was speaking of, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Matt played Lynyrd Skynyrd, and
I guess, can make noise if I want to.
Leave that damn thing alone.
I can make noise if I want to.
Easy, we're going to have to edit that out.
Yeah, we have to, sorry. Yesterday was the anniversary of Lynyrd Skynyrd playing going down.
Yep.
October 20th of 1977.
Remember well.
Yeah. Ronnie Van Zandt and several members of the band.
I was a senior in college then.
I think the plane actually took off from Greenville or Spartanburg, one.
Spartanburg, I think.
Yeah.
Don't hold me to that.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah. Uh-oh, somebody's in trouble.
Boss lady's here.
She was supposed to give it me some information.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I couldn't print it. It came out. So you got it to print. Okay.
Bring one by the shop.
Yeah. Or you can give me if you got one. Or
I'll bring you one.
You can have the whatever. Okay. Anyway.
Always good to see Rhonda. Oh.
Getting hot.
Yeah. Okay. You need to leave now. He's taking off clothes.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. We're still on the air.
I figured that.
All right. Yeah, we are. Well, that was Rhonda, Steve's wife, came in.
She's the sergeant major.
Yeah. You want to go ahead and tell him about it?
I can. Next Saturday. It's November the 4th, whenever that is.
A couple Saturdays from now.
Yeah, anyway.
2 weeks from today.
Thursday, ARP Church, the ladies will have Thursday Fest, their fall bazaar from 8 to 2 on Saturday morning. And this is what you were talking about last week. Mm-hmm. At 8 o'clock, they're serving sausage biscuits and coffee for $5. And at 10:30, their Thanksgiving meal, which I don't even know what's on the thing. I mean, it's...
Oh, they serve a meal there, too?
You had the turkey...
Well, I had that. That was the other day when they did the hash and stuff. But I thought this was when they just sold casseroles and
casseroles and stuff.
But you can actually get a meal there, too.
Oh, yeah. Start at 10:30 and trying to...
I could just talk my family into coming up there and we can do Thanksgiving.
It's turkey.
Yeah. Knock it out.
Turkey dressing, rice and gravy, sweet potatoes. I can't even remember what I was on. I thought it was on this thing, but it's not. So
you knock Thanksgiving out 3 weeks early.
Yeah.
Well, the thing
move
about
on to Christmas.
That's right.
They put so much food on the plate. It's $12 a plate, and they put so much food on it that if I eat it for lunch, I can eat half of it for dinner. I mean, as one meal.
Well, as a person that has partake of that, your food out there, I would tell you everything's good. And I know they're going to have cakes and pies, and that's the reason... Reason to go, be honest
with you. They have the pies and cookies, cakes, and cheese rings, and Rhonda sells the casseroles.
It ain't just a few of them.
No, they sell.
Be 100 of them, probably more.
She didn't do it last year because Pat got married that day, but the last 10 years she's done the casserole sales, and they're selling 300-400, and they're gone by 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my first time I ever went, we went... I was going camping with Jimmy Freeman and Byron Hill and Chris Gettard I worked with, and we were going over to Clemson on his land. So we pulled in there and just grabbed some things to take with us. So that was great to have.
I remember that, actually.
Yeah.
But they also have vendors in there selling different things. Some of it's pretty cool. And it opened today. And last year... At 8 o'clock, they were wrapped around the building.
Wow.
Waiting to get in there. So. But if you want the turkey plates, they run out pretty quick. I think
there's all kind of cool things like that in Rock Hill. I just had to find out about it.
Yeah, a lot of churches do.
And Woodland does the cookies where they give you a box. I think that's the first Saturday in December, maybe. Somebody can correct me if not. But you have to get in line. There's a long line. They go in there in the gym, and there's tables and tables and tables of cookies, and you have a box. You can pay whatever it is for the box, and then you walk around and fill the box up and
collect cookies. Yeah.
And right now they're doing their pumpkin sales over there. They have I didn't realize this, but a kid that works for us, Raleigh Sweat, he works over there for them whenever they bring their pumpkins in. And Tony went over to help him unload the pumpkins. Well, it was an 18-wheeler truckload of pumpkins, like not on pallets or in a
it's
just
stacked.
Pumpkins, and they go through two of those.
Mm-hmm.
They have another one come that also do that. But I'm like, what in the world? That's a lot of pumpkins.
I wonder where to get them because I tried growing pumpkins and I didn't have much luck.
I haven't either.
They just didn't.
You know what you're doing. I don't know what I'm doing gardening a lot of times. I'm more of a grass guy. I've dabbled with gardening.
Anyway, before I forget.
Even though I'm on the gardener's bench.
Believe it or not, my zoysia hadn't started turning yet.
It's no.
Still nice, pretty and green. Go in enough cold weather to trigger it. But
a lot of them have turned some.
I was looking at a neighbor up on Pennington, and their fescue was awesome.
Yeah, well, it's time. Yeah,
got it reseeded and fertilized.
Put the starter fertilizer on it.
Exactly the right time for the rain, because, mm-hmm. I mean, it looked good.
Yeah.
And she says, how long is this going to last? I said, till hot weather.
Yeah. Well, you know, it lasted longer this year because of we had a cool spring.
That's it.
And the summer came kind of late. But when it came, it got a little hot, so like it does every year.
And usually every year, sometime around Thanksgiving, we get a little first cold spell of the year. And
I can't remember the frost date we said. We sat here and picked it out that day.
I think I said November the 25th.
No, it was before that.
Maybe it was the
20th. It comes around the 10th to the 15th is when we usually get one.
Nah, it's a little later than that.
Okay, oh man.
I'm saying we'll November the 20th.
You going to say the 20th?
I'll say the 20th.
I'm going to go 13. That way we'll be a week apart.
Week apart, okay.
13 for me, 20 for you. Okay. And basically today is the 21st, so we're talking less than a month.
Uh-huh, that's
scary.
We're
going to get a frost.
Okay, anything they need to be doing to this side?
Steve was talking about fall's the time for planting. Well, fall's the time for planting grass also if you have fescues. So you need to get that done as soon as you can. You can still sod and do other warm season grasses. Landscapers and all, we sell it year-round. We just usually tell people to get theirs in before the Thanksgiving anyway, warm season grasses. But now is mandatory to get your fescue seed done. Do not wait till spring to seed. We gotta control the weeds in the spring, and you can't do that when you're trying to grow seeds. So.
People, for some reason, think they can seed and then put pre-emergent out. That's a bad combination. And the chain stores have got everybody convinced they need to do it in the spring. And that's
nobody would sell you that, and they definitely won't sell you that at my store, but I hope somebody wouldn't tell you to do that.
We had a couple this year. Tommy wouldn't overseed and put out fertilizer. He put something out for the Pollyanna.
Okay, well, yeah.
And because if you put what you put out for Pollyanna, won't let your seed come up.
You can actually do it. If you have a plan or problem, it's too late now to try to do something. But if you want to do something late July, 1st of August, put that out, and then you can come back 2 months later and do your seedings. So that's the kind of thing you need to do. But if you have Pollyanna and fescue, it's the same type grass, so it's hard to control. And it usually happens in damp areas and Pollyanna needs. The only good thing about Pollyanna is green, so the other part is green, but. Yeah, quickly.
Boy, that's quick. Okay.
Yeah.
There's the music again. We'll be right back to another version of the Gardener's Bench.
I'll tell you why.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
This is Kevin Ice at Imperial Pool and Patio. Perhaps many of you are getting ready to close your pool. In case you're wondering who makes the strongest swimming pool cover, my pet elephant, Jumbo, is standing on the answer. Loop Lock Safety Cover. At Imperial Pool and Patio, we recommend Loop Lock, and because it goes on and off so easily, opening and closing your pool becomes an easy one-person job.
Before closing your pool, see Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, and ask about the Loop Lock Safety Covers. Also in Lake Wylie.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
That's it. One more time, and we're back to the Dodgers bench.
100.1 special request out today.
That's hot off the request lines.
I happen to have my Sirius radio on the blend.
You can't say that on here.
I'm sorry. I had my...
I don't even sorry. Know what he's saying. You're bad doing better than I am. I have no idea
I'm just
what
saying all kind
about.
Of wrong thing. I shouldn't... That's what happens when you stay in a truck by yourself for 10 hours.
Oh, no. You were messed up way before that.
So you heard it on the radio.
I heard it. I'm sorry. On the radio. There's a lot of editing Matt's got to do today. But I heard the Captain of Tennille this morning. I'm like, man, I haven't heard that in forever.
They were good.
Pretty good song. I knew the words to it. It's what's so weird. I mean, you haven't heard that song forever. We both could sit here and sing it. Like,
It's pretty rad little... flute or recorder solo in the middle of it.
Yeah. You jazz flute.
You mentioned Captain Tennille. Recorder. I think of the Mandrell.
Yeah.
Barbara Mandrell.
Barbara Mandrell.
That woman was so talented. She could play about 13 different instruments. Yeah. And her sisters were knockouts.
Yeah.
She was country when country wasn't cool.
That's right. Yeah.
I just love music. Pretty cool.
I grew up on country because that's what my mom and dad listened to. And rock and roll was not allowed inside the house. I could go out to the car and listen to it, but I couldn't do it in the house.
My mom and dad listened to Neil Diamond, Linda Ronstadt.
Yep. Linda Ripoff.
Barbara Streisand. My dad always liked Barbara Streisand.
I liked her, too.
Yep. Stuff like that. So
she got kind of weird in her older years. So.
Yeah.
Trying to think what the big one.
Cher, Sonny and Cher.
That was
Sonny and Cher show about that.
Sonny and Cher was almost an insult to your intelligence. She dominated him so bad, nobody really paid any attention until he got killed on the ski slope.
Yeah.
And she divorced him. But
Before the ski slope.
Yeah. Well, he ran it. Went in a pine tree or something he hit.
Yeah, I was way after all their what they did.
Yeah.
Those little shows were cool back in the 70s.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he mayor?
He was mayor of something.
Wherever he lived.
In California.
And then he ended up being, he was in Congress too, wasn't he?
I don't know. I'm going to look that up.
I think he won one term in Congress.
Get our crack, on that.
Let's get on it.
Yeah. So anyways, no fertilizer, no pre-emergent this late, I would assume.
Well, you still, if you haven't done your pre-emergent, you need to do it on your warm season grass. Go ahead and get it done. It's not too late. It's never, like I say, it's never too late for pre-emergent.
Oh.
And you can fertilize fescue if you've did your seeding like earlier. We're approaching time to do the winter, we call it a winterizer, which it's a... higher nitrogen fertilizer. Like we have a 2505 that you put out.
I guess you could fertilize your warm season because of all we use in the fall is the 007. Yeah. So as long as you're not putting nitrogen on it, doesn't really matter.
They used to sell 5520 and then they started going to 007. So.
Yeah.
Well, the nitrogen was getting wasted.
Well, see, I always had a problem with the weed and feed thing.
Yeah. We've talked about
you
that.
You feed something and then trying to kill it at the same time seems a little weird to me. But
I've seen it work. I mean,
I'm doing better with it now. But when it first came out, I had some issues with it.
But, it doesn't. It's kind of twisted. But what people don't realize, weed and feed does not have pre-emergent in it. So you can go ahead and, in the spring, people always use it. Go ahead and use it, but that's not doing anything for the future. So we actually have take it one step further. We have a weed and feed with a pre-emergent. So just three things at one time. That's probably the best product we sell. 1906 Confront Dimension. It does three things all at one time, and it's awesome product. So has to be put down when your yard's wet, like any weed and feed. You want the chemical to stick to the leaves of the plant, and you don't water it in after. You let it sit there for a day or two, then water. Great product.
Okay. Well, this time of year, one thing, and I'm still getting caught a few calls because I don't give out my cell phone very much. But
I can give it to everybody if you want me to.
Yeah, I run into people. And like hydrangeas, anything that's deciduous, the leaves are going to start turning.
Yeah.
For some reason, every year the leaves start turning a little gray or brown or whatever, and then the leaves will fall off. That's what Dave is talking about, deciduous. And every year they call, well, my plant's dying because the leaves are turning.
Yeah.
They're supposed to.
Yeah. Maybe I forgot I was going to do that.
You got evergreen and deciduous and
hydrangeas.
Hydrangeas, dogwoods.
They're beautiful. That's the big snowball looking bloom. If they don't know the correct name. What are the other names people call that?
Puffball.
Puffball bush?
Yeah.
Okay. Is a snowball bush or a different plant?
Snowball's something different.
Okay.
That's actually
then hydrangeas can...
Hydrangeas, the bloom's a little bigger than the snowball.
Yeah, hydrangea, you can change the color of the plant by the pH in the soil. So.
Depends on the variety.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, the macrophylla, which we call the big leaf hydrangeas, the ones your grandmother had around the house. Now, those pH of the soil does affect the color. I can't remember. I think it's if it's alkaline is pink and if it's acid is blue. Or vice versa.
Might be vice versa.
It's been a while.
So here's a question for you. So when you have those, they all die. There's sticks there. Do you cut that all the way to the ground, or what do you do with it? You don't?
And they don't die. They just drop the leaves. Okay. There's a difference.
You still can cut it back, or no?
No. It depends on depends on the variety. That's what makes it compete.
Sounds like I've done it before and looking for a justification. But
yeah, well,
maybe so.
You do it on certain ones. You do it in the fall.
Yeah.
Now, if you got to be careful. Some of them bloom off new stems. Some of them bloom off old stems. So if you get the wrong ones, you're cutting your blooms off for next year. Every year, I used to get people call, my hydrangea hadn't bloomed. Well. Have you fertilized it? No. Okay, you need to do that. Have you pruned it? Yeah, I pruned it in September. I said, well, you cut all your blooms off, so you're not going to have blooms this year.
Yeah.
But there's another one that you bloom or cut in the wintertime. I usually just waited to the wintertime and cut the dead wood because you can tell what's dead and what's not. Yeah.
Well, says a lawn maintenance guy, which we... They prune things differently.
They just cut
Cut it to the ground.
Yeah,
and I've had one in my house. I cut the thing down every year, and it comes right back, and it's beautiful.
Does it bloom?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It obviously takes it longer to catch up, but.
Yep.
Do it Steve's way.
Okay. Way. Anyway, that's Matthew again, and we're going to be right back after Sonny and Cher to the gardener's bench.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn, AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
Experience Imperial and BioGuard's complete winterizing service.
This is Kevin Ice. Let the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio put your pool safely to bed for the winter.
Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass in Rock Hill and in Lake Wylie, your authorized BioGuard dealer.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
The celebration, it's the blue skies up there waiting, and today.
Okay, the music hadn't died down.
We got two hands.
I was waiting for the music.
It's a blended thing.
Anyway, we're back to the gardener's bench. I'm Steve Crum, Mr. David Rickard, my co-host. trying to think what I was going to call Rector.
Yeah.
David Rickard.
I didn't say Rector. Record, I said rector, but I didn't.
He likes records. I do like records.
I do too.
Anyway. And we're here every Saturday morning on AM 1340, WRHI, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And also Facebook Live from 8 to 9 o'clock if you want to see what goes on in this room.
Actually, you can go on Facebook anytime.
And pull it up. Pull it
up. Yeah. Now,
I watched one the other day.
We're not on the Gardener's Bench Facebook page. Yeah. If something happened today, it's on the WRHI Facebook page now.
You got compromised. So.
Or you go on WRHI.com, go to program, and go down to Gardener's Bench, and you can listen to any show this year. So.
I think I told you this before, but if you rewatch it on Facebook, it has what they call the small caption underneath. Oh. It has our words typed out up underneath. That's kind of funny.
I'm going to have to watch that because I like you copy our words.
They're missing a couple of yours.
They got to be somebody.
They're missing more of yours than mine.
Somebody that understands. Somebody that understands Southern.
Yeah. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Wonder who has that job.
I don't know.
Steven do that too?
No.
In his spare time?
No, I don't think he wants to mess with Facebook much.
Small, is it called small caption? What do they call that?
Closed caption.
Closed caption.
That's right.
Small
caption.
I think we do need to update everybody. We left a cliffhanger last segment.
That's right.
Yeah. Sonny Bono, he served as the mayor of Palm Springs, California. And then he was elected to Congress twice. And he was actually a member of the House of Representatives when he passed away. So he might...
He left his third wife.
He could have been Speaker of the House by now.
Yeah.
And you said it was 1998?
1998 he passed
away. How old was he? Do you remember that?
Let's look here.
I don't want to throw a question at you you couldn't get.
He was 62.
Okay. But he was still pretty young.
Yeah.
Mm. I was 62 once.
I'm approaching.
Yep.
We're right in the middle of us.
But... anyway, what I was getting to and got sidelined, which I do very easily nowadays, tree planting, if you can find them. Mm. Tommy found out yesterday that dogwoods are in very short supply. He's called all over the southeast trying to find some. And the demand is just greater than the supply. And like everything, there's some disease issues. But that's true on everything all the time. But you can plant dogwoods in the sun. People say you can't. Nowadays, most of them, the last 30 years, are grown in the sun.
Oh, right. Yeah, mine's mostly in the shade.
They were grown in the shade, and you dug them up and put them in the sun.
Yeah, that's not great.
That's not good. That's what they used
to. Well, they're grown in the woods, technically, where you see them. And like you say, if you take them out of their habitat and just... nobody would like that. You're in the shade your whole life, and you throw you out in the sun.
That's it. But then you dig them up in the woods, you have a very, very small chance of them living.
Yeah.
That you can do it, and I have done it, but it's a process. You got to go identify them in the summer, let the leaves fall, go in the winter, and do what we call root pruning.
Mm-hmm.
You cut around them, and you let them go another year. And you do the same thing, go back in that winter and root prune them again, because you don't cut the whole thing. You kind of, well, I don't know what you call it, but take 2 years to cut around it. And then the third year, you dig it up and move it. Most people don't want to wait that long.
But their roots don't grow deep.
They don't go deep. They go out.
Yeah, out.
They'll go 20 feet away, but they don't go very deep. So
you have to be careful where you cut it.
And you got to be careful watering them in the summertime, because if you overwater them, you can get a root fungus going. See? That's why people think dogwoods are such a hard time. But if you buy them from a nursery that grew them, you can generally have pretty good success. We sold a bunch of them over
I got one there in my house from you.
And
it's gorgeous. When it blooms, there's nothing but blooms on it.
I had my house, we planted a white and a pink. They're about 5 to 6 feet tall in 1988. They're now probably close to 15, 18 feet tall. And 2 years ago, the main limb on the pink one cracked. I mean, broke off. The wind blew it, and it just... So we cut it back. I'm not cutting it down because there's still enough tree left. Yeah. When it blooms, it's awesome.
Shape it up a little bit, maybe, after it blooms.
We get a lot of people asking about English dogwoods. And
never heard of that.
Yeah, you have. can't think of the name right now. But anyway, natives... You don't see many of anymore. It's all cultivars
What's
now.
What's the difference in English dogwood and dogwood? Small blooms or?
I wish I could remember the name. Anyway, the Chinese or natives here, they bloom and then the leaves come out.
Yeah.
The others, the leaves come out and then they bloom. And they're smaller blooms.
Yeah.
We've got one variegated we had at the end that was evergreen. It never dropped the leaves. Yeah.
I've seen those.
Coosa dogwood. Yeah. That's all I'm trying to remember. And I never was crazy.
But they don't bloom. Coosas.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Seems like we get on a roll and then the music starts. Okay. There's the music. We'll be right back to the garden.
Before my boots get old, we've been together so long now they both need me so. If I ever settle down, you'd be.
Benny Etter here. Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We'll clean your unit's condenser coil, oil the motors, check all electronic controls, inspect heat exchanger, check the refrigerant and thermostat, and replace the filter. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Winter is on its way. Will your pool be ready? Stop by Imperial Pools and stock up on premium winterizing products and kits from BioGuard to properly close your pool and avoid any nasty surprises next spring. Visit Imperial Pools and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, also in Lake Wylie.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. I don't know what that one was.
You don't know what it was, do you? Because it's a totally different song from what they usually do.
I never heard
That's
that.
The group Kiss. And they dabbled just on this side of disco when they did that song, but it's a great song.
Have you been to that concert?
No, yet? It's coming. It's Black Friday.
Black Friday. Friday after Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Wow.
Me and Tony are going to Knoxville to see him.
Okay.
We won't be shopping that day.
I didn't know anybody shopped that day anymore. Anyway.
Black Friday? Well, I guess they don't. Usually people order online, and they started doing it before.
Cyber Monday. And
Josh Tuesday and all this kind of stuff, so whatever.
You'll be shopping for a good time. Woo!
We already know how to do that. Yeah. That's not a problem.
You're all stocked up.
That's never been a problem.
And one other tree that I get asked about a lot is the palms.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Rock Hill, about the only one, and I won't even say it does well here.
I will.
Live here is the
windmill.
Windmills.
Yep.
And they're only good to 10 degrees.
I got three in my yard, and they held up good. We had that 11 degrees, you know, they didn't hurt them, so it was good. But I've seen the ones they had outside the post office on Ebenezer was Pendo.
Yeah.
We had that bad freeze.
It got them.
Yeah, it tore them things up.
But
windmill is pretty safe to, but you want to plant it in like a warmer area of your yard maybe, or
protected.
Yeah, protected area, maybe near the house or something.
You don't want it sitting out in the open.
Not up on your house. Just remember when you plant stuff, and Steve goes over this with people, just look at what the thing's going to do 10 years from now, not the teeny little plant you plant right beside your front door. It turned into a Christmas tree like
plant
10 years later.
That's what I used to love. People come in. Well, I can keep it down. I know you can't. You won't. You plant it, it's three feet tall. You want it to get about 5 to 6. It gets there. And it takes 3 or 4 years, 5 years for it to do it. Next thing you know, the thing's 15 feet tall. Mm. And then you'll want to cut it down.
I remember a house I did years ago. Everybody knows I've dabbled with landscaping or whatever. But I went in a house of steeplechase. And I guess it was like a model house or something that they had put over planted, you know. The lady bought it, and I went in there, and I took, she only had stuff down her sidewalk and in the front of the house. I took all those plants, moved them around, had enough for a whole yard, like a backyard, and they had so much stuff in there.
Those houses weren't over planted in steeplechase.
That one, this one was.
No, they weren't.
Well, why you say? I'm just telling you it was.
I know they weren't, because we planted
them. All of them?
All of them.
Well, I don't know. Well, you must have not. You and Tommy must have been out of town that week.
No, Sonny Collins bought the plants and put them in place.
Oh, did he?
Sonny wanted the house to look livable now.
Yeah, this was up near Hurlong.
So yeah, he didn't want it to look better later. He wanted it to look, he sold it. And we overplanted every house he did.
No wonder y'all made so much money.
But it looked good.
It did, but it was, this lady was, she was wanting to spread them out, so we did. But that's funny.
Yeah, well,
that's Rock Hill right there, small town.
And Pat Williams and Jeb Moore and Sonny Collins, what was it called? Carolina South.
Oh, okay.
They said set up a separate company.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a superintendent, had a couple of them over the years, and they called. We'd haul them the plants, unload them, and Sonny would be there, and they'd be right there. They'd plant them. And later years, towards the end of steeplechase and later, he didn't have enough help, so I'd take up people from the nursery and send over there, and they'd plant them for him. But he'd be there watching them, and they had to be done just a certain way.
I like him.
But,
good guy.
We did, I guess, 30 years.
Yeah.
A long time.
That was a long time ago.
Sonny was a super guy, but he was the type that he had things he wanted done his way, and if you didn't do them, he could get ill real hurry.
That's why you have your own business, so you do things your way.
I said, whatever you say, you're paying the bill. However you want it done is fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we're going.
Yeah, we're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back and wrap up this edition of the Gardener's Bench. David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Before you know it, winter will be here, and that means now is the time to stop by Imperial Pools and stock up on BioGuard winterizing products to properly close your pool and avoid any nasty surprises next spring. Choose from convenient, easy-to-use pool care closing kits or a host of individual products to get your pool through the cold winter months. Visit Imperial Pool and Patio, Anderson Road, Rock Hill today for advice and all the BioGuard products you'll need to stay cool all winter long. And now in Lake Wylie, next to the Waffle House.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench.
Getting been ready. A quick show.
Anything you want to add here?
I said I was out of town in Louisville. I went to the HNA shows, what it's called, Hardscapes of America show up there, where we have pavers and walls and lights and grills and all associating with that. They have a lawn mowing division of this show, and this show is incredible. Like, it's, I was trying to tell my wife about how big it was. You go to this merchandise march for the Christmas show, it's like 15 of them things. It's not your ordinary thing. So it was really fun to go watch. They have competitions where they give you an hour to build a patio, and these have four groups doing it. It's kind of cool to watch them go through there quick and cut stuff and put it all together, and got some good ideas and made some good contacts, and it's a good show.
That's one thing about a landscaping industry. I guess in the last 20 years, hardscapes, it's really
pushing forward.
It's come out. Back in the old days when I was growing up, the front yard was the show place, and the backyards where you lived. I mean,
now it's flip flop.
And now people are spending a lot of money on the backyard. The front yard is nice, but the show is in the back. But
I think COVID had a little bit to do with that, because people were at home and they, working at home. They found out they could go outside and work, and they're like, man, I need to do something out here and make it more comfortable. And it's a good area of the country to build outdoor.
Backyard.
You can go out there, I mean, basically year round.
It started with patios and sidewalks and stuff like that, and then it exploded probably in the late 90s, early 2000s with the outdoor kitchens. Mm-hmm. Grills and all that stuff, and y'all sell a bunch of that.
Yeah, really, really nice.
But anyway.
Fire pits and natural stone. I got to go to work today, so come see us. We're open
8 to 2
today on 4372 Old York Road, which is Celanese. They're down past the airport. Come see us.
Yep, and I want to say a special thanks to our production manager, Ms. Matt Hires, and executive producer, Stephen Stone. And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Imperial Pool and Spas, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.